Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Should this be optional for the leave insert?
When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate.
Conor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School in County Cork, is on the line today. Conor, why do you think Shakespeare should be optional for the leave insert?
I think his time has come. I think the idea of elevating one person above all, I think society, I think we've seen where that leads us, and we should stop it in all spheres of life, and stopping it in English, I think, is a positive. The idea that Shakespeare is the most creative person ever, that he stands above all other writers of novels and poems and films, etc., and that he is to be lauded above all else, I think, is not something that we should necessarily promote in an educational setting, and especially not one in a creative environment. I think he should be studied, but he could be an option of about four or five other writers of similar stature, rather than just elevating him above everybody else.
Why now, though? Why banish him now?
Why banish him now? Well, I would have done it a long time ago. I started teaching 20 odd years ago when the new English curriculum came in back, first examined in 2001, and they wanted to make him optional back then. It has been spoken about before, and there was a kickback at that stage from the media, supposedly, and the minister changed their mind and it became compulsory back for the higher level only. Just that point has to be made, that it's for the higher level students only that it's compulsory. So I would have been happy then if he was optional. I don't really understand why he is compulsory in this country. I checked to see what other countries he's compulsory in. He's in compulsory in Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, Wales and England. And that, again, doesn't sit too great with me. I'm not too sure why we should elevate an Englishman who was put to prominence in the 18th century as part of, there was the military imperialism of the British and English Empire, and this was, seemed to be kind of a cultural imperialism imposed upon us as well, and we seem to have conditioned ourselves to believe that, yeah, Shakespeare is above everybody else. He's more important than all of the writers. Imagine that sentence. Shakespeare is more important than all other writers. Would you say that in any other sphere of life, that this particular person, man or woman, or okay, that was more important than anybody else?
So who would you replace Shakespeare with then? So your argument is, Conor, we leave Shakespeare there for the leave insert students at higher level. They all have to study English. Shakespeare and I will become an option that they can choose. Who else are, like, who's the other contenders?
Sally Rooney,
Celia Hearn.
I'm not too sure I'd put Sally Rooney up there, but we can look around and see what other texts. Now, teaching Shakespeare is requires a certain amount of rigor. And we want that rigor to remain in the curriculum. We want them to sit and think deeply and look at great pieces of writing. So I'm not suggesting that we replace Shakespeare, but we add to Shakespeare. And I have always wondered why here we don't study John McGahern. Why isn't he on these kind of lists more often? Why isn't he kind of another option as somebody who could be rotated in or as an alternative to Shakespeare? Or if you could expand it out wider and you could have somebody like Yeats or Heaney as well.
Brian within that, Freeland, in terms though, isn't of poetry. He from... I'm trying to think back to Brian Friel is part of this.
Brian
English,
Friel is there, yeah. And but if you notice as well, the other thing is we're talking about men the time, and like we need to, Shakespeare was very handy when we brought in these other voices, because people could look to Shakespeare and say all these other voices, certain people could look to Shakespeare and say, well, at least Shakespeare's still there. But now we're used to, and we want more other voices as well. So let them speak to us as well.
Okay.
Let them be there next to Shakespeare rather than instead of Shakespeare.
Yeah, no, I think if you would have asked me in 2003 when I was sitting the Leave Insert, would I have liked Shakespeare to be an option on the Leave Insert Honours English syllabus, I probably absolutely would have agreed with you, Conor, without question. The only thing, and maybe argument I'd make towards keeping it, is that, you know, particularly when you're college level, and I studied and did an arts degree in was economics and legal and Sock and Paul and all of that, from a critical thinking perspective, and a lot of the themes are pretty universal, they're still there in around power and love and ambition and all of that throughout Shakespeare's work. Is there not an argument to be made, though, for, like, although the language is difficult and tricky, I'm sure, too, for a lot of students, but the themes are still relevant, aren't they?
Those themes crop up in loads of texts, like loads, whether they're as dense as Shakespeare or not as dense as Shakespeare. So you're not losing anything. Other people have written, So They May Face the Rising Sun talks about similar kind of themes as well. And we can look at those other texts and get just as much enjoyment. It's not necessary. It's about the depth of analysis of a text as well, rather than the surface analysis. So we can look at other texts and deep dive into them like we've done with Shakespeare. But the thing is, we're just used to doing that with Shakespeare. So we think, oh, maybe he's the only guy that we can do this with. But we can do them with all sorts of texts. But we just haven't been given the opportunity because Shakespeare's the main guy. So he's the one we study in that kind of critical and deep critical analysis. Whereas I would love to look at other options to do that with.
Okay, stay with us, Conor, if you can. I want to bring in Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at DCU's School of English. Are you set to cull Shakespeare, Ellen?
Oh, absolutely not. No. I agree with some of what Conor said there around, you know, it is important to have other voices and have that depth of examination of other texts. But in relation to Shakespeare, I suppose there's three things in particular that kind of come out from the discussion and Conor's piece today. Firstly, this question of, is it impossible to study English without Shakespeare? Well, it is. He's so foundational to shared cultural history, shared literary history. Philosophers have looked at figures like Hamlet to think about how we understand the self and the individual. But even beyond that, phrases from Shakespeare are still used today, that he first wrote them down, vanished into thin air, too much of a good thing, a laughing stock, and so on. So he is so kind of important, whether we realize it or not, to how we understand ourselves. The language is difficult. It is archaic, but this to me doesn't mean it's bad. I think students should be challenged. Language has evolved, and I think it's a beautiful thing to look at that. And that kind of final point around, Shakespeare is this sort of imperial import. Of course, there's some element of truth to that. Mm. But Shakespeare has been reinterpreted, reimagined all across the world, all across time. Orson Welles famously reimagined Julius Caesar in a sort of Nazi Germany. There's so much potential there for it to be changed. But Shakespeare himself, in one of his last plays, is sort of recognizing this tension when he, with the character Caliban from The Tempest, who's forced to learn English, and he says, "You taught me language, and my profit on it is I know how to curse." So, you know, you can use the language against someone, against the people that are teaching it. There's so much richness in Shakespeare that requires that reading that I think it's important that we still engage with him.
Yeah, I actually, don't ask me the full name of it now, which maybe says an awful lot, but I remember a couple of months ago, I was down at the Bord Gáis, and there was a sort of a remake of Romeo and Juliet. You know,
yes,
and,
yes.
So those themes and plays from 16th century, they are, I suppose, being modernised to today's, well, to a certain extent, to today.
Of course, yeah. Today's time. I think that one was a particular musical version.
It was daft, but it was modern.
Absolutely, and that's totally fine too. But I actually do think there is some people still kind of seek out that language, even though it's difficult, even though it's hard. It's such a change from how we speak every day. It's not supposed to be realistic. You know, we're full of AI regurgitating cliches over and over again, that to actually hear language being used in such a beautiful way is a rarity. And I think that's also why people are drawn to it, as well as the universal theme.
Conor, just on this, the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, they carried out a report on this, right, on the new Leaving Cert English draft specifications. And one of the things I think they found was that some teachers questioned the necessity of having Shakespeare as a requirement for higher level English students. The Education Minister, Helen McEntee, I should say, wants Shakespeare to remain compulsory for Leaving Cert English. Is there just an appetite among teachers, though, to look for change here?
Oh, the teachers would be very divided. I'd be very surprised if the majority agrees with me, I'll be honest with you. I know I'm speaking against myself here, but I would disagree with the majority, to be fair. Yeah, there is, some teachers would like him to be optional, but most English teachers do, like your contributor there said, they do love teaching Shakespeare. But Shakespeare won't go on. He won't disappear. he'll still be an option in my envisioned world. He'd be an option of four or five. Two of my favorite Shakespeare adaptations were Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I loved it. I don't think Shakespeare isn't compulsory in Australia. And my other favorite is a film by a Japanese director called Akira Kurosawa, who did a version called Throne of Blood of Macbeth. And Shakespeare isn't compulsory in Japan. So he's still going to be around, and he's still going to be enjoyed, and he's still going to be in the ether. He's not going to disappear. He survives. He's a survivor. So he'll still be there.
Hillary's with us. Barbara's with me on the line today in Kildare. To keep or not to keep? That's the question, Barbara.
Oh, to keep, of course. I mean, you know, I know what the last speaker there was just saying about it not being compulsory and you know, movies popping up of that genre of Shakespearean themes still in those countries. But it's because it's so universal, you know. And I think if we lose it, you know, even to the previous speaker, and I know they're both teachers, I'm not a teacher, but I still remember so much of the Shakespearean themes that I learned in school. And really what it taught me was that human nature is timeless. How we act, and what I think what it chose to me with students is, even going back as far as 400 odd years, the themes that you were saying of love and jealousy and power and all these things that are in the storytelling of Shakespeare, I think that's what it comes down to. He's a great storyteller. And the language, although it's difficult, I think it keeps your brain engaged in a world where everything is now moving towards more and more AI, and therefore it's going to become slightly dumbed down in our capacity to really stretch our knowledge and stretch our expression in the English language. I think that, combined with his use of language and his style, combined with the great storytelling of the human condition, you know, and all those, like you said, all those phrases that we still use today in our everyday language, you know, while he's chasing Rick, all those things, I think he just captured the human behavioural traits perfectly in a timeless way. And I think it's a point of thought for young people to combine all those things together in some great storytelling. And I guess, like what your last caller was saying, the movies and the other books that have kind of stemmed and kind of circled out from the works of Shakespeare continue that kind of love of storytelling, love of great language. And I just think it would be such a shame because I think if he wasn't compulsory, I don't think he
would anyone study him.
Chosen.
Yeah. You know, would probably be only a handful, maybe a student, maybe not. I mean, maybe students, you know, would absolutely continue to study William Shakespeare. I still can remember the teacher at the top of the class for, I think it was, must have been the junior cert we studied Macbeth. And I still remember, you know, the double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. And I still, you know, there are still most certain elements of different plays that stand out, I'm sure, in a lot of our listeners' minds. Rob is with us too, Barbara. Should Shakespeare be compulsory, Rob?
I don't think it should be compulsory. No, I actually come from one of those countries where Shakespeare isn't compulsory, Scotland. And Shakespeare was taught in my high school. There was coverage of Shakespeare, but the idea that I brought my three children here, we moved from England to make sure they weren't educated in the English system. We brought them here to the Republic of Ireland, and to hear that they're going to get compulsory Shakespeare, I've got to say I'm disappointed in you all. You know, the idea that Shakespeare has to be compulsory. If Shakespeare is as good as all of the other callers have said, then it wouldn't need to be compulsory. If it was as relevant as everyone has said, it doesn't need to be compulsory. The teachers will choose it. The teachers, I'm my humblest, should be left to their own devices on this one. If they think Shakespeare's the right thing for our children, then great. As I said, it wasn't compulsory in my curriculum, and it's not compulsory in Scotland, and yet it was covered. There was Shakespeare in my education. I fully expect if you removed it from being compulsory, that there would be plenty of teachers that would choose parts of Shakespeare. But the idea that Shakespeare, above all other authors, especially above all other great Irish authors, should be held above and be compulsory and must be taught to all children, I think is an outdated notion.
Yeah.
And not one that's in my country.
Yeah, okay.
And certainly not one that's in the country I want my children to be brought up in. It shouldn't be here. So there's my opinion.
Yeah, Lauren's with us too, Rob. Do you think Shakespeare's relevant to young people today, Lauren?
Absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with retaining Shakespeare. I haven't studied it that long ago. I'm 23. But I think it's important to keep Shakespeare in the curriculum. Not only just about like preserving tradition, but I also think it's important to fight against the rise of anti-intellectualism and also like reaffirm the essential role of arts and culture in general in shaping Ireland's future. I completely agree. Like, it's important to continue to evolve and to include diverse voices and those contemporary Irish literature. However, I do think that Shakespeare should complement rather than exclude those perspectives. I do think Shakespeare is general knowledge, and we'd put students at a loss if we were to remove it. And on the accessibility point, I don't really believe that this is the case these days. There are a lot of resources to make learning easier for students. Mm. There are cartoons, there's TikToks even. And yeah, no, I think Shakespeare, if we were to remove it, it would just be a literary loss. So, and if anything, it would send a signal that arts and culture are expendable in education. And I completely, I feel very strongly about this.
Yeah.
I think it's very relevant.
And
even
so
today.
You only sat, Lauren, so you what? You sat the Leaving Cert 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, I sat my Leaving Cert in 2021.
Okay.
So not too long ago.
And so you think that Shakespeare should still be a compulsory part of the Leaving Cert then? Not optional, compulsory. Leave enough alone.
Yeah.
Leave it as it is.
Absolutely. I do think it's important. Because it also, like, it, you know, you need to have that. It's general knowledge, and we would put students at a loss. It's worldwide, you know, but I also agree that we should have that diversity. But I do think it would be a great loss, and we need to fight against the rise of anti-intellectualism. And, you know, if we were to remove it, it would just show that it would arts and culture in general are expendable in education. So, yeah.
Do you think many people in your class, so just play this out for a moment, if Shakespeare becomes an optional part of the higher level Leaving Cert English paper, how many people roughly in your class do you think would continue to study Shakespeare?
If it was an option, I don't think there would be as much uptake. The language is difficult. So that's why I would say keep it compulsory, because, you know, they would put themselves at a loss against other peers in different countries. Of course, I would understand why they would choose to maybe avoid it due to the technical language. It is quite difficult. However, it really will stand to them in terms of the analytical skills that they would gain. And also, it would really help them when they do go to third level in terms of analysing difficult tests.
Ellen Howley from DCU's School of English is still with us here as well. I would actually say our listeners are probably fairly evenly divided on this topic today, Ellen. And I'm actually, you know, I'm sort of surprised at that, because I had anticipated that maybe a lot of our listeners might say, absolutely, you know, banish Shakespeare. It shouldn't even be on the curriculum, let alone an option. But no, a lot of people have a very hard line about this.
Absolutely. It's great to hear, you know, kind of Lauren's point around not only, you know, whether you go on to study English or not, the kind of skills involved in deciphering something like that are useful, as well as that kind of anti-intellectualism. I suppose I would like to make the point as well that I don't think we should be on the flip side writing Shakespeare off because he is an English author from the 16th century. Many of the Irish writers who've been mentioned, Heaney, McGahern, Yeats, they were all influenced by Shakespeare. And I think it's sort of reductive to suggest that, say, Irish students who want diverse voices, of course, are not going to find anything in Shakespeare.
But wasn't Sylvia Plath American? I remember studying her at some point.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I think we have to be open to all voices, and, you know, Shakespeare is one of the greats. I really don't think there's any point about arguing about that. You might not personally like him, that's fine, but he is one of the greats, and I think that's why he should be kept.
There's a lot of people, though, Ellen, just on a final point on this, who've got in touch today to say, like, how will Shakespeare benefit anybody after leaving school?
Well, it depends on what you mean by benefit. If you only want the skill to be able to input numbers into a computer or whatever, maybe Shakespeare isn't great. But I think, you know, learning something like that completely enhances your life. Most people remember the Shakespeare that they studied for their Leaving Cert, and who knows when you might find a link with it again. That's why we have culture. That makes life worth living for me, ultimately.
Dr. Ellen Howley, Assistant Professor at DCU School of English. Conor Murphy there, who is an English teacher at Skibbereen Community School as well. Barbara, Hilary, Rob, Lauren, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Might come back to this a little bit later. Should Shakespeare be optional for the Leaving Cert?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.